Ross, tell us what we're about to have the dredging impacted down here.
Man, I don't forget how many years ago that was. When was that in? 80s? I don't even remember. Yeah,
they were
dragging this canal here and just pumping all the spoil over to East Matagorda Bay, filling it up. They thought it was honky-dory. Nobody ever bucked them before, so out of sight, out of mind. You know, that's the cheapest way out. Hell, been a while. We started a little business here trying to shrimp. Hell, we couldn't get out into the bay. The bay was not filled in. We went to Parks and Wildlife and asked them about it, you know, the Parks and Wildlife. Well, hell, that's federal government. We can't do nothing about that. And I said, well, sure you can. Something's got to be done to fill in the bay in. No, nothing can be done about it. That's the way they've been operating ever since they dug this canal. I told them, no, there's got to be different ways. So we went and hired this little environmentalist lawyer. He showed them there were different ways.
Hey, another one!
So we had a blockade, got some shrimp boats together, went down there and blockaded it, and then went on a Channel 2, Channel 11, Channel 13, Houston, come down there and interviewed us, wanted to know what was going on, and we told them. Hell, it went, after that, it went on a wire, you know, nationwide, and next thing you know, Parks and Wildlife throws in a lawyer for us. Then, well, we might help you boys out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The district court, well, we got a subpoena against them. Went down there and shut the dredge operation down. And next thing you know, they even got another judge to open it back up. We got another judge and shut it back down. And finally, they come to terms about what to do. And so we went to district judge there in Galveston. And told them, I said, man, you dig a hole in the ground, you put a shovel full of dirt in it every day, every day, every day. Sooner or not, you ain't got a hole there no more. And the judge agreed with us, so they decided to look for alternative sites to put the spoil. So it fell back on the highway department. Come back on the highway department, I said, well, that's the way we always done it. And instead of looking for alternative sites, they just dumped it right over in the bay system.
And then... doesn't seem like it's got a lot of sense to it.
And so they got together with TxDOT and Corps of Engineers, then the landowners and everybody on the North Shore down there across from the bay, and went to talking about where can we put it at. And so the ranchers told them, said, well, we're going to lose cattle, but we'll work out some kind of agreement. Y'all can put it over here. And don't tell them what they paid them. That's what we never found that out.
Right, we've got our winter units.
Huh?
Winder unit?
Winder unit? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll watch it. And so the Corps, we had a meeting down here. There used to be a little bar right down here called Don Juan Marina. And so the Corps come down here and was going to explain to everybody what's going on and how we're going to solve the problems and everything. And hell, all the shrimpers done sat in there all day long. They've been drinking beer by the time the Corps got here. It was pretty rowdy, and the Corps got up there with all their diagrams, what they were going to do, what they were going to do, and I got over my little diagram. I laid a tablecloth over one of the tables, and I pulled out some shrimp, laid on that tablecloth, and I pulled out some crabs, laid on that tablecloth, and I got some oysters. I said, this is what we was catching before y'all got here. And I took an old bucket of sloppy mud and dumped right on top of it. And I said, now this is what we're catching now that y'all are here. And oh shit, they had to escort them Corps of Engineer guys out the back door. But we got together with them and worked out the deals, and they seen they were wrong. Figured nobody had ever bucked them before, so they would never press the subject. But then they found out that there was concerned citizens, and so they look for alternative sites, and now they do it the right way.